morning, everyone. We trust that the Lord will be with us. I'll start over again. Hopefully you heard me upstairs and down. Good morning, everyone, and a very special welcome to the boys and girls of our Sunday school and our Bible class and the young people as well. We're delighted to have you with us. And to parents and others who have gathered, we just warmly welcome you all in our Saviour's precious name. And we trust the Lord will be with us through today, encourage our hearts and bless us as we gather in the house. So we're glad to see you. We welcome also those that are gathering and listening online. May the Lord be with you and encourage your heart as well. Could I just say that the weather has now taken a turn for the worse, so there will be no open air this afternoon, just to make that clear. And maybe Jackie has that already in the announcement, but we'll cancel the open air in the town square today due to the weather. I know you've been doing extensive outreach with the calendars, and we've taxed you to the limit, and we're glad to say that we have those calendars now distributed. That's a little bit more finesse than Jackie gave in the announcement recently. But we have them distributed and handed around, and we've had a tremendous response. And just to pass on some of those comments, they were very favourable. We had a phone call from a Baptist pastor who's retired, and he was very complimentary on the calendar and the setup of it, and also the way we had set out all the services, the scripture texts, and everything about it. And he was very, very complimentary, and I did say that I would pass that on to the congregation on his behalf. So we're delighted to see you all, and we welcome you to our Christmas services, carol service as well, for this evening. We trust the Lord will be with us and bless us richly today. We're turning in our hymn books to the hymn number 80, please. Number 80, Once in Royal David's City Stood a Lowly Cattle Shed. We'll stand together after the key and let's sing our very best. Number 80, please. Let's all stand as we sing. Good singing. We do appreciate that. Let's take a few moments and we'll still our hearts before the Lord. We'll seek the Lord's face in prayer, please. Our gracious and our eternal loving Father, it is with thanksgiving and praise and joy that we enter into thy most holy and sacred and righteous presence. We realize that we're coming to a God who dwells in light inaccessible, even hid from our eyes. We realize, Lord, that our God is a consuming fire, that we dare not approach thee in the name of any denomination or institution. We could not stand before thee, O God, in the Lord robes of confirmation or the garment of baptism. We would not approach thee on the merit of self-worth or good or righteousness. We do not come in the name of free Presbyterianism. We realize, O God, there's no standing before thee, Lord, on these things, but we rejoice that we enter into heaven and into the very presence of a holy and just and righteous God on the merit of the finished work and the precious shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the birth of our Saviour. We think of this time of the year, although we remember his coming every single day of our lives, but especially as the world is focused on this time of the year when God sent the darling of his bosom, when thou didst send forth and give to a dying, undeserving world the gift of thy Son. We bless thee, Lord, you withheld not thine only begotten Son, thy well-beloved Son, but you gave to this world a love gift in the person and through the work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his birth in Bethlehem. We bless thee, our Father, that he came even with humility. We bless thee, our Father, that even in obscurity, Christ was born. He was not born in the royal palace, even though he was a king. We recognize, O God, that he was not born among the rich of this world, although he is, Lord, our richness. We realize, O God, that he chose a stable there in Bethlehem. There wasn't even room in the inn for the Christ child. We realize, Lord, it was symbolic of the darkness that's upon the earth in the fallen Adam, when naturally men and women and young people, boys and girls, by birth through Adam, Lord, we are estranged from God. Lord, we have little time or no room for the Lord and for our Saviour, Jesus Christ. But we thank thee, Lord, and praise thee that God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we rejoice in his first coming. And even though he came, our Father, in obscurity, even though he came according to scripture and prophecy and fulfilled that Old Testament prophecy concerning himself, we bless thee he came as a Saviour to take the sinner's place. He came as thy love gift to live as a man and dwell amongst men. We thank thee for his virgin birth. We bless thee, Lord, for the miracle of the incarnation when God became a man and dwelt among men. And we praise thee for our Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, the mediator between God and men. We thank thee for his sinless, perfect life, a life that we could not live. He kept the law that we had broken. And we bless thee, he fulfilled the righteousness of the law for those who repent and believe on him. And then we thank thee, our Father, that he gave himself to untold sorrow and suffering at the hands of cruel and wicked men. And after man had done their worst to his body, lifted up was he to die. There on the cross of Calvary, he took the sinner's place. He bore the just punishment for sin. He made himself accountable for all the sins of all his believing people. We rejoice he paid the price in full. We thank thee that he suffered the just punishment for our sin on his own body. The undiluted wrath of God and that holy hatred and fiery indignation against sin was poured out upon Christ, the sinless substitute. We bless thee he was the sacrifice needed and provided to put away sin, to turn away divine wrath, to settle the old account and to satisfy divine justice. And we thank thee that on the cross he cried, "It is finished." He did not say, "I am finished," but it. The work that the Father gave the Son was accomplished at Calvary. And there he purchased our perfect salvation for all who will turn from their sin. All who will believe on him will be pardoned and forgiven and saved and brought home to heaven and have eternal life and peace with God. We thank thee that he rose from the dead. His sacrifice has been accepted in heaven. And now he's seated at thy right hand. His work is complete. And Lord, we thank thee that through his gospel he calls sinners to himself. And we praise thee that one day he will come again, the second time, without sin unto salvation. He'll come to be admired and those that believe and take vengeance on and those who obey not God and the gospel. And we pray that even now, that sinners, O God, throughout this town, this service, throughout the internet and other places, Lord, will turn from their sin and take the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be with us here in these Christmas services. We look to thee for a sense of the divine presence. We worship thee, we give thee praise, we thank thee for every token of thy love toward us, for the temporal and spiritual blessings of this life. We thank thee, our Father, for all that thou hast gifted to us and given to us. And as a people, Lord, as we reflect upon an old year very soon, we want to thank thee for answers to prayer. We want to thank thee for interventions. We want to thank thee for being with us, for blessing, for souls that have been saved. We thank thee for backsliders who have been restored. We bless thee, Lord, for God's people who have been helped and encouraged through difficult and dark and even, Lord, problematic times. And we just lift our hearts to thee and thank thee not only for these mercies which we have seen, but for those that we haven't. Lord, you've just watched over us. You've kept us safe. Your good hand has been upon us. And Lord, we want to acknowledge it today and give thee praise and thanks. And we're not unmindful of some who are not present here this morning. We pray for them, some at home, shut in, others in nursing, residential care, some in hospital, some suffering bereavement, Lord, and Lord, mourning the loss of a loved one. We commend them all to God. We pray for our brother Dryden and his wife Thelma. We thank thee, Lord, you're able to bring Dryden home again to his house, and we bless thee for that. And we pray, Lord, for a measure of recovery for thy servant, and that you'll hear prayer. Remember our brother Brian as well today. We pray, Lord, for, Lord, thy good hand upon them. We pray for John today and his brother Robert. You know all about them. We commend them to God. We pray, Lord, for David, Lord. We pray for Heather and Howard. We think, Lord, of Phyllis and Hartford and many others who have lost loved ones. We think of the Brown family circle today as they would lay that little child to rest. We cry to thee that thou wouldst draw near and comfort their heart. We ask too, Lord, for the Balmer family over in Ballygowan, that you'll comfort them in the loss, Lord, of a loved one. Remember too, Lord, the Thompson family down in Portavogie. Lord, you know the need. We commend it all lovingly to thee. We pray too, Lord, for the Forsyth family as they laid their mother to rest yesterday. We pray for Dennis and for Pauline and Avril. And we just commend the whole family to God and pray for the comfort of thy grace. Remember too our brother Bobby Moore. Lord, we just commend these dear ones to thee. Remember too Reverend Jim Harton in hospital. Lord, undertake for these thy servants. There's so many sick and sorrowing, and so many, Lord, perhaps not even looking forward to a Christmas period because of, Lord, bereavement and, Lord, heartache. We just commend them lovingly to thee that even now the Lord would minister and comfort their hearts. So be with us now, Lord, we pray. We pray for our lost loved ones, for souls in this gathering that are out of Christ without a Saviour, that they might be saved. And Father, throughout today we pray that thy presence will intensify. Christ will be uplifted and honoured and glorified. To this end, remember the boys and girls and our young people here. And we ask, Lord, that you'll encourage them as they take part. We pray you'll bless them and they'll bless us. And Father, we pray that you'll speak to every heart, both saved and unsaved alike, and even from the youngest child that can discern between right and wrong, their right hand and their left, good and evil, that you'll speak to the little children and young people and bring them to know Christ as their Saviour, and encourage those who among us are saved, and those young adults, we pray you'll encourage their hearts as well, and you'll draw near and you'll minister even to them. And then, Lord, we pray that you'll bless them through today. For we ask these things now in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. Just before the boys and girls and young people take part, we're going to ask our clerk of session, Mr. Jackie Alistair, if he'll come forward, please. He's going to make some necessary announcements. Thank you. And then straight after that, without any introduction, we'll hand over to our brother Mark, and Mark will take us through the programme. Okay.
Well, it's good to see you all out this morning for this special service, a good number, and we do pray that the Lord will bless us all, bless the boys and girls as they take part, and the Sunday school teachers as well. We had intended to perhaps, as we did last year, have an open air this afternoon down in the square, but due to the conditions, I think that's going to be given a miss. So if you were intending to go down there, you'll be on your own probably if you go ahead. Then do remember the evening service at 7 p.m. And as has been announced, a couple from the two of the girls from the young adults, Katie and Rebecca, will each be giving a personal word of testimony at that service this evening. And there will be supper afterwards, so do keep that in mind. And Team One will be looking after us this evening. Then remember on Tuesday, the prayer meeting at 8 p.m. as usual. No mustard seed. They started their Christmas break. And then on Friday evening at 10 p.m. There is the men's prayer meeting, so keep that in mind as well. Next Lord's Day, as we've been mentioning, a change to the schedule. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. For a Christmas morning service, and then our evening service will go ahead at 7 p.m. Next Lord's Day. Then the week just after Christmas, Christmas falling on a Sunday, I'm sure that some people will be nearly observing Tuesday like Boxing Day. So we'll be pushing our prayer meeting back to the Wednesday evening, and it'll just be a short meeting, meeting just for prayer. It won't be broadcast, or there won't be any preaching. So do keep that in mind, just the Wednesday night after Christmas. Then our watch night service on, of course, Saturday the 31st of December, meeting at God's house to see in the new year. We'll meet at 10:15, and we'll start off with a cup of tea, and then the service will start at 11 p.m. So do keep that watch night service in mind as well. Could I express a special word of thanks to all who made the effort and did such a good job in getting the calendars distributed. All of those have virtually gone now. Conditions weren't all that good, but people persevered and put in the effort, and that is much appreciated. Can I mention as well, you maybe noticed on the way in, the free will offering envelopes for next year are there in the hall of the church. For those who are not in the gift aid scheme, you can just pick up any envelope there from the hall and take it with you. We don't need to know your name or anything like that. At the end of the year, of course, we publish in our annual report the numbers and the amount that has come in. So you can anyone who comes and attends can feel free to take a packet of free will offering envelopes. For those who are in the gift aid scheme, of course, you need to keep the same number every year, so I will see you in relation to that. I've seen some of you already, and I will provide you with your envelopes for the incoming year. There are quite a few in the gift aid scheme who now put their money in by e-banking. So I do have to pick those numbers out so that nobody else uses them. I haven't brought them with me because, by and large, you're not using the envelopes, but your number will remain the same. And if anyone, some folks maybe would want to have those envelopes for special offerings or for missionary offerings or so on, if you want to have your number and have your envelope, just have a word with me and I can bring those to you. And as always at this time of the year, I leave out a few blank gift aid declaration forms in the porch there. If there's anyone who is a taxpayer and would like to have their money under the gift aid scheme, which means that the church can claim back the tax that you have paid on that, then take one of those gift aid forms, fill it in, and give it back to me if you would, please. Thank you very much.
Mr. Martin said he was going to leave the order, running order up here, and he's taking it down with him, so he has. So it's all right, I've managed to spur one. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming this morning, and a special thanks for all those who send their boys and girls and the young people along so faithfully on a Sunday morning, week after week, and thank you also to our teachers who so faithfully teach them Sunday after Sunday. We've got a short programme put together, which the boys and girls will take part in, and first of all, we have Emily, Jonathan and Matthew, who have got a musical piece for us, and after that, Annabelle, Timothy, Micah and Mrs. Martin's class are going to help us with a little poem called The Candy Cane Poem. So if Emily, Jonathan and Matthew want to come on ahead.
Sinless and pure, joyous for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure.
Turned around in a staff, you will see Jesus, my shepherd, he is coming for me.
Some of them would like those to have been real candy canes rather than blow-up ones. Okay, now the boys and girls, all of them are going to come up and sing three pieces, and hopefully the men at the back will be able to put them up on the screen behind us so that you can see them all. We're going to sing O Come Little Children, Away in a Manger, and The Christmas Story. So, boys and girls, come on up here.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys and girls. That was excellent. Now, Madeline and Emily need to come back up again. And Madeline and Emily are going to recite for us the letters of Christmas. And all the wee boys and girls are going to get their cards. And you're going to spell out Christmas for us. So come on up to the front, boys and girls, again.
C is for Christ, the reason we are here. H is for herald angels who proclaim the Saviour's birth. R is for our Redeemer, he came to pay our debt. I is for Emmanuel, God is with us. S is for the shepherds who came down from their flocks.
T is for tidings of joy, his birth brought to all. M is for the manger where our Lord was laid. A is for all, for we have all sinned, but S is for our Saviour, who whose blood cleanses us from sin.
Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, Madeline and Emily. Now, we've got another musical piece, and then we'll have two scripture readings. So if Rebecca, both Rebecca's, Daniel and Bethan, would come on up. And then we'll have Aaron and Daniel are going to bring us two scripture readings.
I'll be reading Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Well, could I just say a word of thanks to these young people for taking part, and for the teachers and superintendent for taking them through the programme. We just want to commend you, boys and girls and young people. We certainly were blessed. We enjoyed that. Those instruments as well. Fantastic. I was just asking Mark there, does he know what all these instruments are? And he told me, yes, he knows every one of them. So he talked about a guitar. Was it played? No. I think he doesn't know anything about music. Now, he spoke about the clarinet, isn't that right? And the flutes, the trombone. What do you call that other big thing? Euphonium. Is that what you call it, Jonathan? We got it right. I think I got it wrong the last time. And, of course, the piano. These young people, very gifted and very talented. And, of course, we had the flute in there as well. So we do appreciate the boys and girls. I want to say a big thank you to you all. And I was over there, Mark and myself, are keeping watch on some of the wee presents that you're getting later on to make sure nobody takes them. So they're over on that side there, boys and girls, and they're tucked in behind that pew, and I've seen them, and you'll be getting something just as you leave. A word of thanks as well to the parents. You've been sending your children faithfully to the Bible class, to the Sunday school on the Lord's Day, and we do appreciate that, and we want to say a word of thanks to you. And without you sending your children, and without folks getting up a little early on Sunday morning as well, going out on the bus, bringing the boys and girls in from the town as well, then we wouldn't have had a Sunday school. So we're very appreciative of your labour of love. And also to our superintendent, this is his first year in the Christmas season as well, and he's taken over from our brother Colin, and we trust the Lord will bless Mark and Deborah and the family, and the Sunday school teachers as well. You take time during the week to prepare your lesson. You come on the Lord's Day, and also you take them through their catechism, that is their Christian doctrine, and as well as their Bible verses and then the Bible stories. And we want to thank you sincerely. We know you pray for them, and we pray for you, and we trust the Lord will bless you in your class and these young ones and these young people, and that each one might come to know Christ as their Saviour, and those who do, that they will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. So we want to say a big thank you. We really do mean that. And we are sincere thanks to the boys and girls. Just as we have you here and some others gather around the house. Next Lord's Day, we know it's Christmas Day, but it's also the Lord's Day. Let's keep that in mind. It is the Lord's Day. And we're starting at 10 o'clock. And I intend to do a children's message on Christmas morning. So we want to see you boys and girls here if you can. Now, if no boys and girls turn up, I might have to then to bring a second message and have a double, but I think you'll come all right, won't you? And I want to encourage you to come if it's possible. Your dad can stay at home and do all the cooking, all right? And your mum can bring you. You tell him the Reverend Martin said that, all right? I'll get you all in trouble. But we'd like to see you, boys and girls, if you can, come next Lord's Day morning. It's Christmas Day, we know, and we trust the Lord will be with us. Then we have our carol service tonight as well. We have our mixed choir singing, and Rebecca and Katie will be giving a word of testimony. So we trust the Lord will bless even the proceedings of today. We're going to sing again before our brother Mark comes to bring the message to the boys and girls. We're going to turn in our hymn books to number 83, and we'll sing just the first and the last two verses only. We'll change our position as we sing, and we'll stand after the key, please. Going to ask our brother Mark. It was to be Wesley Macaulay. Wesley has taken on well and has been in hospital for a number of weeks. I think he's home again now. He's home again, but they still haven't got to the bottom of the difficulty, the problem that he has in his health. And we do commend Wesley, please, to your prayers. We have been praying for him. Not sure if he's able to tune in or he's listening, but if he is, then we just wish you a speedy recovery, Wesley, and we trust the Lord will lay his healing hand upon you at this time. I'm going to invite our brother Mark to come then and take us through the children's address. Thank you.
You've done really well so far, so you have. And I need some help from Mrs. Martin's class, so do. Oh, sorry, the older ones are all getting on there. So where's Mrs. Martin's class? So come on up here. Come on up here, Mrs. Martin's class. Come on up. Now, see this box? Here, Aidan, come on ahead, quick. There's some things in this box, and we need to look after them, okay? I see some people near the front who would like to get into this box. Okay, they're not allowed into it, so you just watch. I want you to watch Mr. Martin on this side, I want you to watch Norman, and I want you to especially watch Alan McCoy over there, okay? They're the three people you have to, if any of them move towards this box, you jump up, okay? So you just go back to your seats, and then come back at the end, and I have something for you to help me with there, so you just watch that box. So we'll set that box there, okay? You just help me now, okay? So, boys and girls, and everyone else, we read there, Daniel read for us from Luke chapter 2. And you know, that's my favourite part of the Christmas story, the story of the shepherds and how they came to see the baby Jesus and when he was born there in the manger. And you know something, boys and girls? That night, certainly for the shepherds, it started out like any other night that they had. Completely the same. Now, down in Bethlehem, it was different. It was chaos. Because remember, was there any room in the inn?
No.
No room in the inn. That's right, boys and girls. There was absolutely no room in the inn. So there wasn't. And there, the baby Jesus was born in a manger, or in a stable, laid in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And there he was. No room for him. No place for him there. But out in the fields, it was pretty much the same as it was every night. Because out in the fields, and I had to borrow this from Eliza. And this is my friend, Larry. And Larry's going to help me tell the rest of the story here. Well, Larry the lamb was out in the fields, and he was out there with the shepherds. So he was. And you know something? It wasn't a nice job being a shepherd, because there was no shelter. There was nowhere nice to sleep. In fact, you probably couldn't sleep. And when this part of the story of the Lord Jesus' birth takes place, it's probably the second or third shift, so it's really late. So it is way past your bedtime, way past my bedtime. Now, there's some young folk, probably, I'm looking up the back there, where it may be around their bedtime, or they're maybe just thinking of going home. So there are. But you know something? It wasn't a nice job, so it wasn't a pleasant job at all. In fact, I would say there was very few people at that time that grew up and said, I want to be a shepherd. Now, I see Paul down the back there, and I see Mr. Hamilton there as well, and John, and they probably think, well, nobody really wants to look after vegetables these days. Well, it was worse back then. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd. A shepherd was hard work, because what did you do to be a shepherd? Anybody think they know what you had to do to be a shepherd? Yes, you had to. Yes, Benjamin, that's right. Daniel, what else did you do? Feed the sheep as well, yes. Anything else, Jude? Predators, yes, they're that very good. Here, have you read my story? Do you look at my notes earlier? That's exactly what they had to do. They had to do all those things. During the day, they had to take them out. They had to feed them. They had to make sure that they got water, because in Israel, it's a dry, barren land, and sometimes it was hard to find grass, even harder to find water, so they'd maybe have to dig deep down to get wells of water. So the wee sheepy here, he, you know, could get his drink. Then, at night time, they had to make sure they were all back in again. Now, I don't know if this is where the saying counting sheep puts you to sleep, but the shepherds would have to count them back in again. So they would. Do you count? Isaac, do you count sheep first to go to sleep? You do? All you do? Maisie, you do as well? Wow. All you do? Very good. Well, you'd have to count them all back in again. And sometimes you might find there was one missing. And do you know why one might be missing? And I don't see Harry here this morning, but I cut these from Harry's hedge last night, so I did. So hopefully, Norman, don't you be, and David McConnell, don't you be telling Harry on me. But they'd maybe get caught in a hedge and not come back. Now, don't touch these, because these are big, long thorns. Can you see those big prickly thorns there, Sam? Can you see them there, Isaac? Isaac, yeah? Look at those. You see them? Imagine getting... Did you see them, Daniel? I don't want you to touch it here, because I don't want your daddy having to perform first aid here this morning, so I don't. I know. So they could get caught in these big thorns here, and do you know something? They'd have to go and take them gently, because imagine wee Larry the lamb here getting caught in one of those thorns. It would pull his skin, it would catch on his coat, on his wool, and you'd have to gently let him out and bring him back. And then they'd have to make sure they were all gathered safely in. And you know, some boys and girls, from the beginning of the Bible, we learn about shepherds. Who was the first shepherd we read about in the Bible? Who can remember who the first shepherd is? Are you sure you know who the first shepherd? Who's the first shepherd? Abel. Well done, Abel. In Genesis chapter 4, we read that Abel was a keeper of sheep. The very first shepherd. And then we read about Abraham, and Abraham had great flocks. And also we read about there the first gospel message, boys and girls, that really strikes home for many of us, where God provided a ram that was caught in a thicket, just as Isaac was about to be sacrificed, when God was proving the faith of Abraham. And there was the ram, provided a substitute for Isaac. And then we have David. Now, some of the boys and girls learn this. I think they learned this in Mrs. Martin's class, don't they? Psalm 23, verse 1. Who can say the Lord is... Who can say that for me? Madeline, are you going to say it for me?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And of course, David, he was a shepherd himself, wasn't he, boys and girls? Because we read the story of David, how when Samuel came to Jesse's dad, David was out in the field caring for the sheep. He was looking after all the little sheep for his daddy and his brothers. And then we read whenever Saul was wanting to know, could he go out and fight the big giant Goliath? What did we learn about David then? And this is where Jude was so right. He protected them from two animals. Do the boys and girls remember what two animals did he protect them from? Jude, you bears were one of them. Isaac, lions. Well done, Benjamin. Good man. The lions and the bears. So David was that shepherd himself, so he understands. So well done there. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, in one of his I Am's, reminded us that he is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So there we have the shepherds. And the shepherds are out there all on their own in the dark. Oh, it's not nice out there. It's dark. Wonder was it a night like it is there today where the wind's blowing and the rain's coming down. We don't know. But all of a sudden, boys and girls, all of a sudden. Oh, sorry, Rebecca. Big bright light in the sky. And the angel of the Lord came. Oh, sorry, I'm blocking your eyes, Daniel. Oh, sorry. I'll turn it off here. There we go, Daniel. All right, sorry. We'll get that off again quick. All right, okay. Now, bright light, and that's what happened probably. It probably blinded their eyes, just that were you guys there? The bright light shone, and the angel of the Lord appeared. And what? And Daniel read that piece for us there. So as the angel appeared unto them, and it gave them news, great news, because it said, fear not, so because they were scared, the bright light, and behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, joy which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Now, they got that wonderful message, the tidings of great joy, and then a multitude of angels appeared with them. But you know something, boys and girls? They did something with that message. They were told something. We'll set Larry there for a wee minute. I know something. Many people do many different things when they hear the good news and that joy of the gospel. So they do. And maybe this is a word for some of the older folk here as well this morning. And the challenge is, what are you doing with the good news of the gospel? We heard about some people who heard it for the first time and got saved over the last few weeks, didn't we? We heard about others who heard it many times before they got saved. We heard who young people, children got saved. And we've heard about people who've maybe only heard it once or twice and never wanted to hear it again. But they went with no delay. And it reminds us of the verses where it says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, boys and girls. In John chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And then this is about the Christmas story. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And they left their field straight away. They didn't delay. They didn't stand there and go, oh, boys, oh, boys. That was interesting, wasn't it? I can't leave these sheep. These sheep are far too important to me. I'm going to stay here with the sheep. Maybe some of them said, well, you know something? I'm tired. I'm just going to go on to sleep now. Nothing's going to happen the rest of the night. No, boys and girls, they didn't do that. They went straight away to Bethlehem. They went straight to the stable. They went straight to the manger. And as Daniel read to us, they saw the baby there, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in the manger. Now, they did something then afterwards as well, boys and girls. And this is the last bit of the story here before we come back to the box. So, Mrs. Martin's class, keep an eye out here. Keep an eye. They did something. They did something special. And Jackie and Mr. Martin were talking about what this church has done about that as well. They told others Oh, they didn't keep the news to themselves. They wanted to share that joy. And you know, we've been all singing this here in Sunday school and in children's mustard seeds during the last few weeks. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, this is what it means. Jesus first, yourself last, others in between. And that's what the joy of the Christmas message is. The Lord Jesus Christ first. They went and they told the others. They went and told others the good news that the Lord Jesus Christ had come. And boys and girls, that's the joy of the Christmas story. It's the greatest story, along with that story, the whole story of the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest story ever told, that God sent his only Son, to be our only hope. And that's the reason we have Christmas. Boys and girls, listen to this verse as we finish here. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Boys and girls, mums and dads, friends, Lord Jesus Christ came not to condemn us, but to save us. Your choice this morning and our choice this morning is, do we accept this joyful gift? Just as we're going to talk about the gift in a wee second here, boys and girls, do you accept that gift and that present of his salvation? Now, Mrs. Martin's class, come on back up again. Now, stand here so that everybody can see us. I'll hold the box up. Right, now, who wants to take the lid off?
Me.
Oh, you all want to take it. Right, come on, Eden, come on over. Right, I'll hold the box up. Ooh, what's inside the box?
Right.
Two presents. Two presents, because everybody can see the presents, right? Now, which one do you think is the most exciting present?
Me.
Yes, I thought that, right. So, we've got the big shiny present in here. Now, turn around so everybody can see. Right, Eden, do you want to take
the
lid off?
That's a box off.
Yeah, do you want to take the lid off the present? Oh, what's inside? What's inside?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, no. Right, stay there. Wait a wee second. Nothing inside the box. Boys and girls, you stand there. Wait. We'll get that present in a wee second. Turn. You stand up here, around here. We'll get that present. Nothing. And you know something, boys and girls? That's like sinning to mums and dads. That's like sinning the world. Looks great on the outside. All exciting. We all want to see what's in it. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. There's nothing that can make us happy. Nothing can make us content. It's just emptiness. So it is. But you know something? The Bible tells us that the gospel is foolishness to them that believe not. It is heavy, isn't it? I wonder if there's something inside this. The Bible tells us that the gospel is foolishness to them that believe not, to them that don't believe, but to us that are saved, it's the power of God unto salvation. And you know something? It's not presented in any fancy way. It's presented in our church here through the stories you get and through the message and the preaching the Reverend Martin. Here, what are you doing to the paper? He's just straight at, he, don't be worried, there's something inside this one for you. So, who's going to pull the string?
Me.
Hey, just pull there. Pull in that bit. Just pull. Somebody pull. Who's going to pull?
You can put.
That's it. Oh. Right, we're in. Good. Right, take the lid off. Oh, what have we got in here? Oh, chocolate. And chocolate oranges and real oranges now. This is a poor example, but chocolate oranges and real oranges. The gospel is all that we need. It's good for our health, and it's sweet. Yeah, it's not chocolate, no. It's good for us, so it is, but it's also sweet. Now, there's enough in here, just like the gospel, for each of you. So that's for you, Daniel. You take that. Now, you have to take your orange as well. Take the real orange. We'll have to get the healthy bit as well. There's one for you, Eden. All right, you take your real orange. Ladies first. Give your cousin first, okay? And then Sam, you get now. No problem, Eden, thank you. And look, we're just about enough here, so we'll have one for Mr. Martin here. I know the orange will go to Mrs. Martin, so it will, but
take that orange,
brother. But dear, just as we finish, we're reminded here that we taste and see that the Lord is good. And isn't he good? Hasn't he given us so much, those that are saved? Hasn't he blessed us throughout the year with all that we want or all that we need? And here we have the message of the gospel, that God sent his gift to us, his love. People are so busy unwrapping the fancy present, they want to see inside it. There's nothing there. Many of us have tried the things of the world. It's a broken cistern, it fails. There's nothing comely or fancy about the gospel, but it's the power of God unto salvation. Our prayer this morning for your children, for all of us here, is that each person that has heard the gospel this morning might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Christ is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, and he's the Good Shepherd. And as the Good Shepherd, what has he done? He has given his life for the sheep. And the Bible says he's also the Chief Shepherd, that is, he looks after those that he saves. And he's the Great Shepherd, that is, he's coming back again for those who are saved. Does anybody want this chocolate orange? Just the boys and girls, sorry, Alan. Right, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking of a number, and if you can guess the number, you can have it. Is that fair? Is that fair? I'm thinking of a number. It's between 1 and 1 million. What did you say? Who said 2? Now, you're only 985,000 out. So, okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Jude, that's the truth. 5, spot on. You've been reading my notes as well. Right, that's yours, okay? Not yet. You can have it after the end. I might have to taste it to make sure it's not poisonous. Is that all right? Mark, thank you very much indeed. We do appreciate that story. We pray the Lord will bless it to our hearts today. And we've got to remember the shepherds who shared Christ with others and told the gospel story. May the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts. We're going to close our service by singing together just a few verses of the hymn number 81, See in Yonder Manger Low. Could we sing verses 1 and verses 4 and 5? So that's the... No, sorry, hold on. Verses 1, 2 and 5. So the first two and the fifth verse of number 81. We'll stand together, please, as we sing. Prayer. Paul and Ashley are in. I'm not sure if it's the first time. Maybe you were here last week, were you? This is the first time with their newborn baby, Will. So we want to welcome Paul and Ashley. And also, Will, he's tucked in at the back there, probably beside a radiator. He's snug as a bug in a rug, all right? So, and hopefully we haven't woken him up. This will be his first Christmas, and we're thinking of the birth of Christ, but we're rejoicing in the birth of this little child as well. May God richly bless the parents of the little children here in the house. Father, we thank thee for today. We thank thee for the boys and girls and the young people. We bless thee for those who have gifts and talents and are using them to the honour and glory of God. We thank thee, Lord, for this year that's gone now into eternity, when the children and young people have been taught the word of God. And Lord, we thank thee they're not being taught nursery rhymes or fairy stories, but the truth of thy word. We bless thee, O God, for the inspired word of God that's able to make these young people wise unto salvation. And Lord, we thank thee the gospel is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And we pray, Lord, that individuals gathered in this meeting house now out of Christ without a Saviour will recognise that they're sinners lost and undone and that they cannot save themselves, but God has made provision in the person of his Son. Christ died for sinners. Christ died for rebels. Christ died for me. We thank thee he offered one great sacrifice to put away sin. We thank thee that he paid the price for sin. And he has purchased eternal salvation, and now it's offered freely in the gospel to all who will receive it. We pray that individuals, men, women, young people, boys and girls, will receive the gift of God, salvation from sin, death and eternal hell, that they'll be delivered from wrath to come through faith in Christ alone. Give the graces of repentance unto life, faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray you'll watch over us during this Christmas time, watch over our young people during the holiday period. Keep them safe, Lord, from temptation and from the desires and the pull of this world. And grant, O God, you will draw them unto thyself and lead them on as the shepherd would lead the sheep. So bless the Sunday school and the Bible class and encourage us. And as a church family, watch over us as we close out an old year and bless that which has gone into eternity this year. And even these calendars that have been given out into the homes of this area and further afield will be owned and blessed of God. We ask these things now, giving thanks